Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here. Joanna is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In a couple of months, we'll be celebrating her 16th anniversary with us. How about that, folks? And she says, I got to get a life. What am I doing with this Blasingame guy all this time? She's the president of Joanna Brandy & Company, the author of so many books on things like customer care, including her Winning at Customer Retention book, which is absolutely outstanding. And she's here to talk to us about something really important. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, and thank you so much. It's always fun to be here, Jim. Yeah, I think
it's
a good time of year to bring up the topic of gratitude.
Gratitude. You know, I'm glad you want to talk about this, Joanna, because there's one thing that I tell people as often as I can. Find a way to be grateful for not only what you have, but be grateful when somebody does something for you.
Be grateful as much as you can. Be grateful. I think it's easy to be grateful for the easy things that happen, for the good things to happen. You make a big sale, you get the client, you know, the people perform well. It's really easy to be grateful for that. I'm going to ask people this season to stretch and look for how you can be grateful when things don't go your way.
Do you think we're more likely to not be grateful these days than we have in the past?
I think that depends on what circle you hang out in. I really do.
I think
that depends on what you surround yourself with. I surround myself with people that understand the value of gratitude. So there is, for instance, on Facebook right now, there is a company that's doing 12 days of gratitude, and everybody is putting in what they're grateful for. So it's easy for me to remember every day when you're part of a group of people around the world that is, you know, publishing, taking pictures, talking about, encouraging, et cetera, what they're grateful for. So I think for some people, yeah, if you work with people that are constantly focused on the negative, and I do believe there is a lot of negativity out there today where people are stuck.
You think there's more negativity today than in the past?
Let me give you an easier question.
What does it look like? What does that negativity look like?
That's a good question. That negativity looks like focusing on the things you don't have.
Yeah.
Focusing on things that have happened that didn't go your way.
In other words, I've got a 45 inch television. And I'm not happy because I don't have a 54-inch television.
Well, comparison, that is the surest way to become unhappy, is to compare yourself to someone who has something more than you do.
Yeah,
and I think that because we're so consumer-driven and because, you know, a short period of time of watching a television and saying, oh, my God, I don't have a brand-new Sub-Zero refrigerator. I don't have this. I don't even know that things exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that the society we live in is, I mean, that's the whole purpose of advertising, is to create a desire for something we don't already have.
Right, right. Well, you know, I like what you said a minute ago about being grateful for what you have. You know, one of the things that I've tried to do in my own career, in my own business, Joanna, you know, I've been in business, I've had this business for almost 25 years, and you can imagine the ups and downs that I've had. Some of them were potentially catastrophic. People have said, over the years, I've heard people say, boy, I didn't know if my business was going to last day to day. And I remember when I didn't think it was going to last for another hour. I can remember having been around a long time and having been through some pretty tough scrapes and come out on the other side alive. I got to the point where I would say, and I would do this as a prayer, I would just say, whenever it looked like things were going to just rain down on me, and I mean, like I was just about to be executed, so to speak, I would say, you know, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to deal with this problem in my business.
Right. And that's very interesting.
That would center me and help me resolve things.
And it will end, and because of the way you dealt with that, what it did for you psychologically is it built up a sense of resilience. So now when a problem comes, you can look at that problem and you can say, yeah, the presenting problem does look difficult. It does look hard. However, I know that I can get over this because I remember when. And then you can refer back to the fact that you have overcome and overcome and overcome. And I think that's an important thing to understand, that gratitude begets other things. So when you become grateful for the challenge that you have now, and you say, oh, you know what, things aren't going the way I want them to, but I'm really grateful because it's forcing me to look inside myself for bigger, better places. It's forcing me to look inside. Some people say that. Other people go to the other extreme, which is, you know, awfulizing, catastrophizing, disasterizing. Oh, my God, that's just so terrible.
The drama queens.
Well, and the difference is, though, in the drama queen model in business, your fear as the business owner is contagious, and everyone else will now be in fear, shutting down the portion of their brain that they need to be most creative in work, in life, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
you go to gratitude, when you get the team together and you say, you know, I know this looks bad. Here's how I want to deal with this. I want to find one thing to be grateful for in the midst of all this badness that's coming up, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is there's actually a shift in the brain. There's a shift in the heart, and there's a shift in the brain, and there's a shift in your biochemistry. Once you shift your biochemistry, then you can be more creative. Then the ideas will begin to flow. And I think that's why business owners ought to be paying really, really, really good attention.
So you're saying gratitude is not only the emotional thing to do and the right thing to be, you're saying it's a best practice.
Gratitude is a best practice. And with positive leaders, yes, and you know I teach positive leadership because of my happiness training. With positive leaders, gratitude is what I call a positivity practice. And it can be practiced, and I believe should be practiced, on a regular, almost ritualized
gratitude
basis.
As a best practice, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Well, that ought to motivate you. Gratitude is a best practice. Folks, you can only get this kind of perspective from our sweet, lovely, highly intelligent Joanna Brandy. Joanna and I will be right back after these messages. Joanna, give us your website quickly, please.
At returnonhappiness.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.